What did you learn overall from Dylan? What did you learn overall from Leon Russell?
There's no way to answer. I could send you my notes that I made for speaking at Leon's funeral services.
Yeah.
What do you call that when somebody gets up and gives the
eulogy?
The eulogy. That's a fancy word for me. But people said it, and, oh, yeah, Steve did the eulogy.
That would be nice to have those notes.
They're both on YouTube. There's one from Nashville, and there's one from Tulsa. And Tulsa, I was a little bear, but Nashville, I cried more than I talked. I wouldn't listen to it. It's painful, but I have the notes that I strayed from someone. But they kept going back to, I learned a lot from Leon. And the way I wrote it is, I learned a lot from Leon, dot, dot, dot. And then I'd talk about something. I learned from Leon that writing a song for one person, you have a better chance of having 10,000 people identify with it than if you try to write a song for 10,000 people to identify with. Then you're lucky if you get one person to go for it. That's a big lesson.
Yeah.
I learned from Leon the Colonel Sanders method of selling chicken. That's what he called it. And that is that you conjure up without thinking. Even now, I suppose the colonel is dead, is he not, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably wasn't at that time, but it makes no difference. He's long gone from the organization. But even then, you suspend disbelief, whatever that thing is. When you're eating that bucket of chicken, the idea is that you think the colonel really cooked that chicken just for you.
Right.
And that was his shtick of selling this chicken. I was that way about Fender guitars. My Fender guitars right there, I played my whole life. I thought Leo Fender made those guitars just for me. That's the Colonel Sanders method of selling chicken. And I liked that, and Leon liked it. He wanted to be that Colonel Sanders figure. I'm making these records and be that. It's almost like a guru kind of deal. I learned that from Leon, or tried to. I learned stuff he tried to teach me. Those are good things. Dylan, you know, it's so much to grasp. It's so much to grasp. It was the teacher and the student as much as Cale was to me and Leon was. And I'm passionate about them more than they ever were about me, but that's okay. When I was with Leon in those days, before Dylan, I made a record for Leon's company. And Leon dissolved the company, and so that record never came out. But I gave Bob a cassette or something of that record. And it was bold of me to do. But he really liked that record. That was just like a teacher's approval. Playing guitar for him is something, but, you know, he was, did you play all the guitars on this? Whoa. When I liked this song, I had one called Living on the Edge he really liked, and I had a song called Gypsy Blood that he really liked. This is not an answer to what did you learn from Bob Dylan, but it does paint the picture of it was a teacher-student thing, and it was an ongoing learning experience. But with Bob, it was never A, B, C, D, and you get to E and F, because it's just like a total thing at once. It was the gestalt of the whole thing, and you're just in it. It's hard to step back and even watch it happen and learn something because you're just part of the experience. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. I don't know if I learned anything at all from Bob, but I got that from him.
Well, this was fun, Steve. Thank you very much. You're very thoughtful and very giving. I appreciate it very much.
Don't turn it off just yet. Let me think for a second.
Yep.
To myself.
Yes.